NPR's business news starts with confident consumers. The New York International Auto Show begins today, a preview of what's to come in the industry. And as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, it is also something that suggests what's to come in the economy.
As the car show season draws to a close, the mood in the industry is, to use a word, good. Almost every car company has seen its sales and profits go up. Brandi Schaffels is with the car website TrueCar.com. She says 3 years ago, consumers weren't sure about the auto industry.
So the manufacturers had to throw money at them to get them to buy the cars. So if you were going to buy a model, you might see a giant $1,500 cashback rebate to move a specific model. Maybe there aren't so many of those rebates right now because people are buying those cars because they want them.
Schaffel says now there are fewer rebates and deals, so the average price that consumers are paying for cars has gone up. The average car price has gone up nearly $2,000 since last year. It's now topped $30,000. Prices are rising, but so are sales. It may seem odd that people are flocking to dealerships to pay more for cars, but Schaffels explains it this way.
Say you want to go shopping to buy a suit. You might be encouraged to buy one that's more expensive that you don't love because they've given you a great sale price on it. Say you go back a year later and you've got more money in your pocket, you're going to buy the suit you want, even if it's at a higher price. That's confidence.
Confidence? That's one thing consumers haven't had in a while in the car business. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, New York.